The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening now at Sleep Outfitters. This is your chance to save big with up to 65% off mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. These limited-time warehouse clearance deals won't last, and with our lifetime price guarantee, you can rest assured you're getting the best deal. The semi-annual warehouse clearance event, only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com to find a store near you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, it's reported at least 39 people have died in a train collision in southern Spain. Dozens more have been injured in the country's worst rail crash in more than a decade. I'm joined on the line by Richard Fitzpatrick, Spain-based journalist. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I know the death toll has been updated overnight. The initial 29 has become 39 and perhaps even more because so many of those injured are very seriously injured.
Yeah, up to 24 more people are gravely injured. 11 of those are in ICU, including one child. So sadly, the death toll keeps mounting.
Now, the question of why it happened and how it happened, you might talk us through the nuts and bolts of the two trains, where they were going and what their designation was in terms of the speeds they might reach.
Yeah, so there was train one was leaving from Malaga, heading due north to Madrid, which people will know is right in the centre of the country. And the other train was travelling the other direction from Madrid down to Huelva, which is in the southwest corner of Spain, close to the Portuguese border. That train one was an hour into its journey when it derailed. It went off its rail line and collided with the train number two coming the other direction. It's a mystery, according to spokespeople for the government, what exactly happened.
Now, the trains were not, it wasn't like the Iron Road there and running all the trains. You have different companies running different kinds of trains in Spain.
Correct, yeah. Train one was run by Irio, a private rail company. Train two was Renfe Train, which is the public train system in Spain. So that train one, the first train, when it went off, it crashed right into the second train, which pushed its carriages, the front couple of carriages, up onto the embankment. And sadly, most of the fatalities occurred on train two, and those people in those first few carriages of that train.
Now, the question of the speeds the trains might have been doing, the Iria train heading for Madrid from Malaga was designated as a high-speed train. What about the other train coming from Madrid to Huelva? What speeds might that have been going at?
Yeah, these trains could have been going up to like 400 kilometres per hour, 250 miles an hour. We don't know exactly what speed the train 2 was going at, but up to those kind of high speeds.
Yeah, but the first train was a high-speed train, so it would be hitting those extraordinary speeds. The second train, very much like, I suppose, an Iron Road there, and train would go at maybe maximum 120 miles an hour, 200 kilometres an hour. But still, it makes for the potential for a massively catastrophic collision if you've got an approach speed of some 600 kilometres an hour between the two trains, which may explain the devastation. What are they saying might have been the cause? Because we've been hearing that the Iria train, Italian train, was actually brand new, effectively. And the rail where all of this happened had been recently renovated. So they're suggesting, I don't know, that the infrastructure was perfect.
Yeah, the private company who ran train number one, Iria, said they did a test only 4 days ago on that train. And the Spain Transport Minister, Oscar Puente, says he's baffled. It was a very strange collision. He's talking about it will take up to a month to determine from the investigation what exactly the cause was. The fact that it was on a straight run of railway line is completely mystifying as well. So whether it was due to high speed or,
A clue to this, Richard, might be the fact that the two trains were passing each other at the time of the derailment, because, you know, what are the odds of the Cork to Dublin train passing the Dublin to Cork train at a moment of derailment? The odds are very, very low that they should pass at that particular moment of difficulty. So that is the mystery. And whether or not it is that proximity at speed that rendered one train in a way unstable, that might be the answer to the riddle.
Yeah. If you see the images from the wreckage, they're both twisted carriages, and it's difficult to speculate. Yeah.
Except, as I say, the coincidence of them passing each other when one trail was derailed is quite extraordinary, and that should be perhaps the first line of inquiry if there's some fundamental instability in the separation of the two lines. Or whatever, if it turns out that the permanent way was properly maintained and reinstated when it was refurbished. In the meantime, what's happening to train services across Spain today?
Yeah, well, we know the train service between Madrid and Andalusia, which is the big region in the south of Spain, which contains Cordoba, Malaga, Huelva, those cities, they're all suspended from last night and again today. There's a lot of high-speed train networks around Spain, about connecting up to 50 cities around the country. So services are running elsewhere, but not in that region.
So right across Spain, 3,000 kilometres of high-speed rail. So I'm sure there will be instructions today to maybe slow down or do so. Any blanket instruction like that been issued by the Transport Department yet?
I haven't heard that, but it's interesting you raise that point, because the last great train crash in Spain, which was in 2013, when 79 people died, that was due to high speed. So it's definitely something of concern.
And meantime, can you tell us about, you're an hour ahead of us in Spain, what reaction among the general population is to this? Because this is a major disaster.
It's devastating. It's total shock. I haven't seen shock like it since the flooding there in Valencia the year before last. The fatalities then, the country is just traumatized by it. The royal family have come out in support. Pedro Sanchez has cancelled all his agenda today in solidarity with the victims and trying to get at the root of what has caused the accident. It's just absolutely devastating.
Well, it is, as I say, a major catastrophe for Spain, and Spain will go into mourning about all of this. I suspect there wouldn't have been too many tourists on these lines at this time of year, so no news of any expatriate deaths yet.
No, the authorities are appealing to survivors still, and they're trying to locate all the passengers on the plane to post on social media or phone their family and friends to identify themselves. So it's still unfolding as we speak.
I'm not sure when you're booking a train in Spain whether you have to have comprehensive ID. Obviously, if you book by credit card, those details will be there. But it's possible, you know, people walk up, buy a ticket, and there's no real record of who they are.
Yeah. Online, you would have to provide national ID or passport details, but buying on spec, and there'd be less than a digital trail.
All right, Richard, look, thank you very much for that comprehensive look at that mysterious train disaster in Spain, which killed at least 39 people, and there may well be more casualties reported right throughout the day.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details.